This is the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Welcome into the very first edition of the Jack Howell Show. Yeah, presented by the one and only Crazy Carl's Pizza. Jack, you and I have enjoyed some Crazy Carl's Pizza before.
Yes, we have.
Best pizza around, isn't it?
It's great.
It's amazing, dude. There's a lot to talk about, a lot to get into. The craziest Rocky Mountain showdown I've ever, and I wasn't there, I was at home, but just watching on TV was absolutely nuts. Going into the game, warm-ups were crazy, all of it. Ultimately, CSU gets the dub in double overtime, 43-35. But Jack, my goodness, have you ever, I mean, you're a Colorado guy. You've seen this stuff. You're a state of Colorado guy. I should be very clear when I say that, right? This has got to have the most juice we've ever seen in a Rocky Mountain showdown.
Yeah, I mean, it was something I've never experienced before, that's for sure. It's just a great rivalry throughout the years, and I think it definitely lived up to its hype.
Jack, I tweeted something that said CSU has been seeing, and I don't know if you guys were or not, but you've been seeing the coverage, national media, 4 million national media outlets were out there. The Rock's out there. Lil Wayne's out there. They're talking about CU. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted this. I said, I think CSU's coming into this game and they're pissed. Is that fair to say?
It's 100% fair. I mean, we were talking about it the whole week, and the captains, myself personally, we were talking about, you know, the whole world. We'd never seen something where the whole world hates you over one thing our coach said. And, you know, we just talked about we have our back up against the wall, and, you know, all we need is the people inside the walls, and that's what we kept talking about. Every interview we had was asking about CU and their players. We didn't get one question asked about us, and so, you know, it did make us mad. And I think we just came out physical, and we were ready to play, and we just wanted to come out and punch first and keep punching.
I mean, it was back and forth. You guys had the nice lead there in the fourth quarter, and we saw craziness happen throughout this game. Obviously, two of the big things. You talk about Coach Norvell's comments, the sunglasses comments and stuff. And personally, I love it because I've been begging for the Rocky Mountain Showdown to have juice. And yeah, there was juice. It was nationally all about the Buffs. I felt like when Jay Norvell said that, suddenly people were like, CSU, okay. And yeah, it was perceived as the bad guys, but was it kind of cool? Like, no, okay, we're coming. We're the bad guys now. We're public enemy number one here, going up against the most talked about sports story in the country, and you guys were painted as the bad. And I know you guys. I know a lot of you guys. I'm like, these guys aren't bad dudes. Yeah. So it blew my mind there. I know Jay Norvell. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. But the national media got a hold of that comment, and they do what they do, and they make an entire novel out of one comment about the Colorado State Rams.
Right. I mean, Coach Norvell is our coach, and I think I can speak for everyone when we said we'd die for that man and just how he treats us as a team. It's like family. And so we're going to back him all the way with whatever he says. And so really, you know, it didn't matter who we had going up against us, and it felt like the whole world, really. You know, we had celebrities going against us, but it was just such a cool experience and something I'll remember for the rest of my life, just knowing you know, how we came together as a team. We didn't quite get it done, you know, and that's going to haunt me forever too. But just how we came together as a team, and I think this is just going to propel us just because of the bonding that it gave us. And it shows, you know, we can play with anyone. You know, Colorado is a great team, especially on offense, all the weapons that they have. But I thought that we showed that, you know, we held them to 21 points in the entire game until overtime. And we said we don't really care about your hype and, you know, how good your players are. We're going to be more physical. We're going to be faster, and we're going to run the ball and hit people. And I believe that's what we did. And we got some corrections that we needed to do and that we're going to fix. But, you know, ultimately, that's what we were trying to do. And for the most part, we did it until the very end.
You guys looked so hungry out there. I mean, early on in this game, we'll talk about Henry. Henry gets an interception. You force a fumble. This defense was aggressive. Mo Kamara was all over the place. It was really cool to see all of that. Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan posted that this is perhaps a team galvanized now. Even though it was a loss, is that how you feel? Like, we were good before this. Like, we were coming together and trying to figure stuff out. But after a game like that, a battle like that, all the drama surrounding it, do you feel like this team has never been closer?
Oh, it is. I mean, we had every single guy in to lift the next day. Obviously, we were devastated after the game. And, you know, me, myself personally, that game means so much to me. So, you know, that hit hard. And, you know, but unlike other losses, I think we felt good that we came away with something. And, you know, we found an offense and our identity in Braden and just how good he was. He's able to move the ball down the field. And you look at our receivers and tight ends, it's crazy. I mean, Dallin, I've been telling everyone how good Dallin is. And then
he's an NFL tight end, isn't he?
He is. And I've been saying just how good he is. I've been comparing him to Trey McBride. And so for him to, you know, back that up this weekend was awesome. And LB and J. Ross finally getting to show what they're about. I know J. Ross has been. And then, of course, Torrey Horton, just the player that he is. He's absolutely amazing. Great person, too. Great teammate. And, you know, I love going to battle with those guys.
All right, so last week was like, oh, Braden Fowler's going to take over. He's the quarterback, all this. But then Torrey Horton throws a pass. Is there a quarterback controversy going on this week? Should we be worried about that?
That might have been the best ball from a receiver I've ever seen.
And it's not like Holker was wide open. No, he threw him open, and it was gorgeous. I've never seen anything quite like that.
I know. I mean, Trevor Woods was on him. He's a great safety. I watched him a few times, and, you know, he had tight coverage, but I mean, he dropped a dime right in there to Dallin, and Dallin made an amazing catch. So I was watching from the sidelines, and I couldn't believe it. But, you know, Torrey's going to say he's been having an arm and everything, but I don't know. I think it's lucky, but I'd love to see him do it again.
Maybe that'll come back out. And BFN, we've been calling him BFN, and I think one of the guys we had on earlier this week was like, yeah, you can't do the initials thing yet. He's got to earn the initials nickname. I think he earned the BFN title.
I think he did earn the BFN title. He showed a lot of heart.
Man, he did.
Rallied the team around behind him, and I'm excited to see what he can do.
What I like to see, Jack, with even defensive guys, offensive guys, is if you make a mistake, how do you bounce back? Because it is a game of mistakes. It's going to happen. You're going to blow coverage, miss assignment, missing a tackle, throw an interception. BFN had two moments there. It looked like he was going to throw a bad pick. Ends up called incomplete. Gets up, throws a pick six the very next play. What I really admired about what he was able to do was bounce back, and he was solid pretty much after that point.
Yeah, so Bradley Van Pelt, you know, CSU legend.
Another initials guy.
Yeah. He came and talked to us, and he's just talking about four quarters and being persistent the entire time, and it's a four-quarter game. And I feel like in the past, you know, we'd kind of get down, and you can see guys' eyes start wondering, and it's like, oh, man, we're going to lose this game. But as soon as he threw that pick, I was just going around telling everyone four quarters. Is this a four-quarter game? We knew it was going to be a dogfight. Just stay in it. And I could just tell from the guy's eyes that we're going to be fine. And Braden comes to the sideline and he says, that's on me. We're going to go score now. And that's what they did. And so you love to see that confidence in the quarterback. And, you know, that fired me up.
Yeah, I mean, and I always wonder about when we get former players come in or motivational speakers and stuff, and you wonder, is it just cool for the moment or does it actually work? And you're saying, hey, what Bradley Van Pelt was saying was hitting our brains throughout the game. We were thinking about that. So that is so cool to hear. A legend of Colorado State Rams history comes in to talk to you guys, and it's something you used as motivation throughout the game.
No, totally. I mean, we had Bradley, and my dad actually came and talked to the team as well.
Just
talking about being physical and, you know, not fearing these guys and the opportunity that we had and just taking it to them. And I think, you know, we didn't win that game, but we out-hit them. I know that. And So we prided ourselves in being physical and fast, and, you know, the country's calling us dirty players and a dirty team. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't see it that way. I just see a team where we got to clean up some penalties. But, you know, on defense, we're taught to fly to the ball and run, hit physical. And, you know, we're never taught to make dirty hits or dirty plays, and we've never been told that. And, you know, I believe everyone on this team is good guys, and we don't want to see anybody hurt because we know we could be in the same shoes. But, you know, it is football, and it's a very physical game, and we're taught to be physical players.
So we have the situation, of course, with Henry Blackburn. That is the one of the most talked about stories today. Henry, you know, we get the late hit call or whatever, and of course you have this large group of Buffs fans going after him at first for the hit. And then it turned nasty, and it continuing to turn nasty, where he's getting death threats, his family's getting death threats for a hit. And again, it was a late hit. There was a flag thrown. It was a late hit. I guess you, if you wanted to argue he should be ejected, I don't know about that side of it, but I agreed with what the call was on the field. However, it has turned so nasty. Mm-hmm. Can I just ask, how is Henry doing at this point, Jack? How's his family doing? Because we know his cell phone is up. Somebody got a hold of it and put it out for public. His address, his family's address, death threats. Some really bad stuff coming out of this. How's he doing at this point?
Yeah, I mean, that's my brother. So, you know, I'm sure people aren't going to like what I have to say about it. But that's my brother. And if people want to come after me, they can. But Henry's one of the best guys I know. And I don't believe he would ever try to hurt anybody. I mean, the amount of respect that we have, you know, for Travis and the type of player he
sure.
is, we would never want to do that. And I think I can speak for him that he wouldn't try to do that either. And, you know, unfortunately, it was a late hit. I don't think anyone could argue that, but football is tough. You know, there's a lot of split-second decisions that you have to do, and I think Henry kind of just was in the zone and locked into Travis and hit him, and is unfortunate. It was a late hit, but I don't think Henry would ever try to target Travis and hurt him on purpose. I know he wouldn't, but, you know, it's unfortunate how it's unfolded. The amount of threats he's got, threats I've got.
You're getting threats too.
Yeah, it's tough. I do think a lot of it is because they think I'm Henry, but, you know, it's unfortunate to see how it spiraled out of control, but, you know, we just block it out and we're moving on to the next game and, you know, prayers to Travis that he recovers quickly and, that he can get back out on the field as soon as possible because he's such an electric player and it's fun watching him play. So, you know, prayers to him.
And let's talk a little bit more about that too. Of course, a huge game coming up for you guys because of the follow-up. You want to follow that performance up against Middle Tennessee. So we'll talk about that more. It's the Jack Howell Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Don't go anywhere. Great stuff. Jack, you might be coming for my job after this, man. You do great at this. I've interviewed you a few times, but you're good at this. All right, we'll take a short break. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Jack, what kind of music are you into, man? We should probably figure that out. You rock guy at all?
I like some old rock. I love country. I'd say country's more my stuff. But
so you want a country song for your intro? Is that what you're trying to get to?
I'm good with whatever. I'm good with whatever.
Jack Howell in studio here. It's the Jack Howell Show, the very first edition. And it's kind of a slow day, I guess, huh? Yeah, we're coming off of the Rocky Mountain Showdown, getting set for Middle Tennessee this weekend for Colorado State. And I love watching you play. I love the fire that you bring. We talk about, I was saying this on my show earlier, Jack, the amount of NFL prospects on that football field last Saturday. I mean, it was through the roof. There was at least a dozen guys out there that I'm looking at going, yeah, they're going to be in the NFL. You're one of those guys.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I was just blessed to be able to be out there with such great players and, you know, my teammates getting to show what they're about and, you know, Braden and Dallin and Torrey. I think anybody can say Torrey is first rounder. I truly believe he's a first rounder.
He might be. And you got a follow from Snoop Dogg and a message. So, I mean, that's awesome. Stock's going to go up.
Exactly.
Man.
It's going to go up. But yeah, he deserves all of it.
And I'm so excited for what this means for this team. And I know people like to say there's moral victories and all that. But man, you guys were 24, 25 point underdogs in this game. Mm-hmm. I've never, like you said, the national media was all in. They're still all in on the Buffs. And then you guys go out there and go to double overtime. And I'm not like going to stamp it as a moral victory, but there was something there. Something about that game, I think, has changed this Colorado State team for the better.
Yeah, I mean, there's always things that you can take away from losses. And I think this is one of those games where you can take away a lot of things. And I think it brought us a lot of confidence as a team. It showed our offense what they're capable of. And honestly, we left a decent amount of points out there, too. And you know, I'm excited to see where they can keep improving. And that was Braden's second start ever. So the sky's the limit with that guy. And I'm just excited to be a part of this team. And I think the whole team feels that way. And I think, you know, we keep telling ourselves there's no reason we can't go win the Mountain West and run the table from here on out, go 10-2. So we just got to keep our head down and keep working and see where that takes us.
Yeah, I think that there's some big opportunities coming up for you guys going forward. And again, it starts this weekend against Middle Tennessee. We'll talk a little bit about that team in a moment. Jay Norvell had his press conference yesterday. I got to keep my day straight. Yesterday, talking about the game, of course, talked about Henry and everything. Here's the quote from the Coloradoan. I reviewed the play. It's a play that happens sometimes. When you throw a deep ball and have a guy playing middle safety, he's got to react on the boundary, and he's going full speed. It was a bang-bang type of play, Coach Norvell said. The officials looked at it, and we looked at it. It's certainly not something that we teach or coach. It happens in football sometimes. A very reasonable response to that. And, of course, there's still that contingency of fans out there, Buffs fans, mm-hmm. that don't even like that response. And I don't know what more you can do. The officials called the penalty. That's what it is. We're moving forward.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's exactly how I would word it, just as Coach did. But it's unfortunate just how many media outlets have taken off with this and, you know, kind of thrown Henry under the bus and drug his name through the dirt. But we just want to move on from it. And I just want to see Henry in a good place and not have to deal with any of that crap. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're just a bunch of kids trying to play football, and we just love the sport, and we don't want to see anybody hurt. I mean, those anybody I play with, man, I pray for safety for them before the game and after the game. And, you know, like I said earlier, I hope Travis is going to be okay. And I never wish harm on anybody.
Yeah, very well said by you too. You know, again, we're hoping for the best for Travis Hunter, and he's a sensational player. And Henry, to me, is a sensational player too. Yes. Hopefully, mentally, he can get kind of past that, because that's tough, especially when you see the reaction like this. I talked about it. There might have been some great Rocky Mountain showdowns. I mean, I know back in the Bradley Van Pelt days, Joel Klatt, like those were crazy days too. I don't think we had social media like this, though.
Right.
And that's the thing that adds so much of a component mm-hmm. to these games now, is all of the social media that surrounds them.
Yeah. I mean, my sister was, we were calling after the game and we were talking, and she's just like, with her friends, and she's like, yeah, all my friends were saying they don't even watch football, but that was one of the funnest games they've ever seen. And, you know, there's people tweeting about it, and I don't know how many tweets I've seen where it's like, I don't even watch football, but this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I think it's just because there's so much passion out on that field, and, mm-hmm. you know, both teams just wanting to win so bad. And, you know, Coach Prime gets his guys motivated. And I know we follow Coach Norvell into any battle. So I think there's just so much passion, and, you know, there's a lot of skill out on the field. And so when those things combine and come together, there's going to be a lot of good things that happen.
I think the positive side of all of this is I saw a heck of a lot of Rams fans coming out to defend all of you guys, Coach Norvell, Henry, the team as a whole. And I really love that. And again, I think, again, Kevin used that word galvanized. I think it galvanized the fan base,
right,
too. I think potentially this has we have an opportunity here to really see Canvas get to its full hype up level and all of that. And so I think only going forward, good things can happen for Colorado State.
Yeah, I mean, you tell somebody something enough and eventually they're going to start believing it. And I think a lot of fans, you know, our own fans didn't even believe in us this week, because everyone's saying we're going to get blown out by 50. And, you know, obviously we're 25-point dogs or whatever, but, you know, nobody told us that, and we didn't believe that. And we blocked all that out. And, you know, once again, we didn't come away with the win, and that kills us as a team. So believe me when I say it, we're not proud of how the game ended, but we are proud of how we played. And, you know, we poured our hearts out on that field, and I can just say we came together, and it's going to be good from here.
What was the before the game, and I know we'll move on from this pretty soon, but the before the game, just the videos that I could see, you know, there was some trash talk. There was a lot going on. Travis Hunter was one of those guys. He was talking a lot across the field. I couldn't see directly who he was talking to, but it was an interesting setup for you guys as far as where you could warm up and everything. And of course, what we saw with Nebraska, don't stand on the Buffalo, because bad things could happen there too.
Yeah.
What was the warm-up portion of this thing like?
Yeah, there wasn't much room to warm up, you know, which – which I think is fun, you know, in a rivalry game, and they're taking up their field, and you know that's their home, that's their field, so you know they don't want us coming in there and taking it over. So I get it, and you know it was frustrating not really being able to warm up anywhere, but I'd gone inside the locker room, but apparently, you know there was a lot of commotion because players were kind of clashing into each other, and then it just led into that huge controversy in the middle of the field. But yeah, I mean that's kind of what happens when there's not much room to warm up.
Oh yeah, and it's again, it was just you could feel. I mean, people at home. I don't know if you knew this. Who was it? Was it Florida and Florida and Tennessee, was that the game right before you guys? The game wouldn't end. It just would not end. And we're waiting. We know you guys are starting at 8:20. So people are like, I want to see the pregame stuff here a little bit. I want to get into that. But that game, it's over. Florida's up, and we got flags. We got timeouts. And then you want to talk about some like late hits and stuff. Guys are seriously getting up in the fisticuffs motion at the end of that game. And I'm like, great, now there's a fight. Are we ever? So we missed the opening sequence for the offense. Most people at home watching this game, unless you had, I think ESPN Plus had it, but I don't have that. I'm too stupid to figure out technology, Jack. So I missed that first portion, man. It was wild, but I think people really wanted to see some of that coming into the game.
Yeah, I think, you know, when there's a rivalry, emotions are always going to be high, and people live for drama, as you can see.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously there's drama and people want to see that, but you know we don't want any drama. I can say that at Colorado State, we just want to go out and play football and play to the best of our ability. So that's what we focus on.
Yeah, well, it was at the end of the day, I took a lot away from that game. I think I learned a lot about what you guys are capable of too, because obviously CU's getting a lot of that hype. They do have some big time players, but we need to realize, man. This Colorado State team has some players now. Like you guys, what you're doing out there on a daily basis, what some of these offensive players. Now we got BFN, who seems like he's rocking and rolling. There's some big-time players on this team. And you get a chance to go up against Middle Tennessee and maybe take out some of that aggression and just go win a football game.
Yeah, totally. I think everyone's ready to get back to work, and we're hungry for our first win, that's for sure. And I think when you have a team that's you know hungry and confident, That's a good recipe, and so we're just ready to get on that plane and get down there, and you know we got to get some revenge on these dudes. They came in here last year and whooped up on us, and they're a great team, but you know we're excited to get going.
Let's talk about Middle Tennessee. Yeah, that game was a rough one last year, but like we said, this team, the CSU team's got big things on their minds throughout the rest of the season. We'll talk more with Jack Howell. We'll give out some Ant Credit Union game balls, too. You want to do that?
Let's do
an offensive guy and a defensive guy. And you can give one to yourself if you want, but you know, like maybe it'd be a bad look. I don't know. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Jack Howell Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I love doing this with you, man. You're great at this. You've got a radio future whenever the football career is over several years from now. So just keep that in mind, okay?
I appreciate that. Yes, sir.
Another great sponsor of the show is Ent Credit Union. Love working with those guys, man. They are growing throughout northern Colorado. One of the fun features, Jack, that I thought would kind of be fun here, win or lose, it doesn't matter, an Ent Credit Union game ball. Mm-hmm. And I want you to just, you know, think about it, who you would give the game ball out for on the offensive side of the ball, which would be tough to pick from, right. And then the defensive side of the ball too. There were some stars there, so
yes.
You want to do that,
man?
Let's go offense first. Offensive game ball presented by Ent Credit Union. Who are you going with?
You know, this might be a basic answer, but after the day he had, you got to go with Torrey Horton.
I mean, I saw he's like the Reese's player, whatever. Player of the week or whatever. He had a touchdown pass. He had 16 receptions. I think he broke. Did he break the Colorado State record in the game?
He did set a record. Yep,
by like two catches or something. 133 yards and a touchdown. So I don't think anybody's going to argue with you on that.
I don't think you can. I don't think there's, you know, LB and J. Ross, Dallin, Braden, man, the O-line all played a great game. But, you know, you set records and you get attention from Snoop Dogg. I think you got to go with Torrey, man.
Can we get Snoop Dogg to do a little intro for you guys, like what we saw with Lil Wayne?
Man.
He leads you out there and he's singing something like that. What do you think?
You know,
we can make that happen.
The funny part about Lil Wayne is I think it was supposed to hype up CU, but it got us going too. And it felt like a walkout getting ready to fight. And, you know, so that was so cool. And that's just something that'll be with me forever that I can always remember. And just blessed to be able to be a part of that. But yeah, having Snoop Dogg would be pretty cool.
It was a wild situation. But yeah, Torrey Horton. So Torrey's getting Jack's Ent Credit Union offensive game ball. How about on the defensive side of the ball?
I got to go with Mo. I mean, he just poured his heart out into that game, and I believe he had 2 sacks. I don't know how many QB hits he had.
He was. It felt like he was everywhere.
It did. He was cramping up, and he just refused to leave the game. And I mean, just the heart that he showed, and just a specimen. I mean, you just see him ripping through guys and swimming over guys. It's unbelievable. And so, you know, I got to go with Mo.
Did he have anything to say about the eye poke? Is that something we could talk about? Or is he honestly didn't act like it fazed him. Like, he just kind of rumbled on over through everybody. I was like, something's going to happen here. I don't know. But did you guys talk about
it? Yeah, we talked about it. He said he wasn't happy. I mean, that's for sure. But, you know, I think he handled it really good because I don't know how I would have handled that if I'm being honest. And, you know, that's tough to see. That's not really getting much coverage. But
what the tough part for me, Jack, on that is again, I know Travis Hunter went to the hospital. He's going to be out for a couple weeks. And I know it was a bad hit. It was. But it was still within the text of a football play. What I don't like about Shador, and I love Shador. I'm a huge fan of his game. But I don't like eye pokes and stuff like that because that's not a football play.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. I know emotions are high and, you know, he was probably just in the heat of the moment. So I'm not going to, you know, get mad at him for that. Looking back now and, you know, everyone makes mistakes when they're mad and, you know, you're in the heat of the moment. But, you know, that's definitely something you don't want to see.
Last year, you guys went up against Middle Tennessee. And again, it was all still really new. You just went up against Michigan the week before that. It was a wild atmosphere. The Middle Tennessee game, ultimately 34-19. Although in the second half of that game, you guys defensively were holding them pretty close. You started to see some kind of preview of what maybe this Fort Air Raid could look like. But ultimately, a loss that I know you guys are looking to avenge this weekend.
No, totally. I mean, you know, Henry brought us up in the beginning of the season and talked about Lex Talionis and, you know, getting back at people and getting back at teams, just getting some revenge. And I think that's one game we circled on the schedule is, you know, they came into our house and kind of controlled that game and took over. And so now we want to do the same thing. And, you know, it's a great team and, you know, they're coached super well and they're really disciplined. So we got to be on our best game.
How much of, obviously, I know you're going to look at film from their first 2 games of the season, but I mean, how much of the film from last year do you look? Because that's you guys going up against this team. Does that get more precedence as far as what you're really focusing on? Or are you looking at their most recent games more? I know you're going to look at all of it, but what's really getting the focus?
Yeah, I would just kind of say everything.
Yeah.
Everything in total. You know, it's interesting to see what they did to us last year against our own defense, but you know, also the players they have returning this year and the new players that they have and kind of the system and see what they prefer this year with their guys. So, you know, we'll look at everything, but yeah, ultimately it's gonna come together with all of it.
Do you feel any extra sense of pressure in this game? And again, I feel like, you know, you guys are always putting pressure on yourself. You want to win every single game.
Totally.
But because of the national stage that was set in the Rocky Mountain Showdown, because of the amazing game that it was, do you look at that and go, now we got to follow that up. We got to go out there. We got to win this game because we did get a little bit of that juice aftermath stuff. Mm-hmm. We got to go take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think we've kind of just been talking about today and Sunday is we know what we're capable of now, and we got to use that, but we got to bring the same intensity and fire that we did from that rivalry game into, you know, just an ordinary game. And so that's going to have to translate.
Freddie Banks, defensive coordinator for you guys. Talk about him. He is. I've loved following his career when he's at the Big Sky side of things, and what, of course, he's doing with you guys. What's your relationship like personally with Freddie Banks?
Yeah, I mean, he's taught me a lot, and he's taught me to be a smarter football player, and you know, helped me a lot in man coverage, and He's a great coach to have, and I'm super blessed to be able to have him. And, you know, he gets on me. He gets on our team, and he's tough. And we've had a lot of fiery speeches lately from him. But ultimately, I believe that, you know, he loves us at the end of the day and loves this team. So he just wants to see the best, and he's going to coach us how we need to be coached.
You like being coached hard, don't you? I mean, you're one of those guys that likes people getting after you once in a while.
No, totally. I mean, whatever's going to make me better is what I got to go with. And, you know, whether it's you might not want to hear that, but it's something you maybe need to hear.
And you like you talked to us, I think, at the beginning of the season too, just about like in practice and everything. You that trash talk and all that stuff kind of gets you going too.
No, totally. I mean, definitely fires me up.
Yeah. Oh, and that's why, again, the showdown that was so crazy, there were certainly a lot of that and a lot of talk before the game. But now you're moving on. You got Middle Tennessee coming up. And you look at the, you know, what is this the last? This is the last non-conference game, too. Or, no. You got two more. You got Utah. I keep forgetting you guys had this weird bye week.
Week two bye.
Week two bye. Yeah. Man, what is that about? Like, yeah. You can't be loving that, right?
I mean, you know, it was nice being able to have an extra week against CU and see what went wrong with Washington State and where we need to make adjustments. But I mean, 10 straight games is definitely going to be tough and pretty hard on the body, but you know, got to be up for it.
Get into that Mountain West play at Utah State, Boise State down the road. Yep. Some big one. Air Force is doing some big things right now. They took care of Utah State. So the Mountain West, I mean, Wyoming was right there with Texas for a second. I mean, that was in the fourth quarter. I think it was tied 10-10. So
yeah, seen that.
I don't know what happened at the end of that thing, but it was. It just goes to show you that these Mountain West teams, I mean, on a good day, you guys can go out there and beat and compete with the best of them out there.
No, totally. I think this conference gets overlooked a little bit just because it is Group of Five, you know. But there's a lot of great players inside this conference and, you know, a lot of great teams, Air Force and Wyoming held in there. But, yeah, ultimately, we just want to show who we are.
When you look at, like, Washington State and then Colorado, I think we've all kind of been saying this the last 2 weeks. These were two amazing offenses, and I don't know. Maybe you'll see some offenses like that again, but maybe getting some of these great offenses right off the bat. Do you feel like, man, we went up against this Cameron Ward guy with Washington State, and of course CU's so fast, so electric. Do you feel like that's just made you guys better? You went up against maybe, perhaps at the end of the day, some of the better offenses in the country.
No, totally. I mean, we were talking right before this how good Cam Ward is, and
ridiculous.
You know, obviously Shadur is very talented player, but you know, I think it's always good to see some of your best competition that you'll go up against first, and you know, kind of get those chinks out of the way, and you know, see where you can improve. And you know, I like facing challenges head on, and so you know, having those tougher teams right off the bat is good. But you know, we got a lot of tough games coming up, and we're ready to go.
I can't wait to see how you guys follow this one up coming up against Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Jack, my man, I know you got to bust out of here, so we got one more segment left. But if you need to get going, you tell me.
Let's do it.
You want to stick around? Okay, yeah. Jack's going to stick around. Jack Howell Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. I absolutely love it. Cannot wait to see what the Rams follow up with this weekend against Middle Tennessee. Tennessee. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Final segment of the Jack Howell Show. Programming note, we do record this show. So from now on, I'm going to tell people if you want questions, you want to get them out to Jack and everything, you can shoot us a text on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I remembered that without having to look at it.
There we go.
Jack, that's when you know you're getting good. I'm in mid-season form here, man. You know, that's how I feel. All right, Middle Tennessee coming up. Looking forward to that. Are you just kind of mentally ready to just... I was joking with some reporters even. And reporters, right? Like, you guys are in battle, and they're just kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of ready for the Rocky Mountain Showdown to be done. Ready to move on to the next game.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone's ready to move on and... You know, there's a lot of controversy around that game, and I think we just want to play football at the end of the day, and so we're ready to get going.
I mean, you being a fan, you've been a football fan, you've been a state of Colorado football fan, and you've watched a lot of these games. I can't imagine like the goosebumps factor that comes in when you, like you said, Little Wayne's out there and all these games. You grew up watching these games, and then you get Bradley Van Pelt speaking to you guys. All these great football legends there. It's got to be such a special thing for you. being with your roots and everything, with your football roots, with your in-state roots and all that.
Yeah, I mean, this game meant a lot to a lot of people on our team just because we're all Colorado kids, and I think CU looks past a lot of Colorado kids a lot of times. And so, you know, I feel like I definitely had something to prove out there. And, yeah, I just – it was just a surreal moment to be able to, you know, be on Folsom and with such a hostile crowd out there. And I love it. You know, the bench is so close to the fans.
Yeah,
and so,
yeah,
you know, all game you're hearing them chirp and everything. So, you know, it's just such a fun atmosphere at the end of the day, whether it's hostile or not.
Oh, and it was. This is certainly, for me anyway, it had the most hype going into it for sure. Just so much about this game. And I love that personally because I've always said this. I want football in the area to be good. I want these teams to go up against each other, and you're both ranked at one point, and the winner of this game will stay ranked. The loser's going to drop out. Like, I like it when it just means so much as a player. So I had tweeted something out in the offseason that Rams fans just absolutely hated, but I was like, if I was a Rams fan, I'd be rooting for CU to come into this game 2-0, and then I get to be the one to maybe dethrone them. Right. Or, you know what? You expose some things, too. Rams fans didn't like that, but as a player, am I way off base when I say something like
no,
that?
No, you're not.
I mean, all right, good.
Yeah, we were. I was just hoping Shadir wouldn't throw a pick or anything like that. I was like, I want to be the first one to pick him off and everything. But, you know, obviously you don't want to see your rival win. But once they were winning, we're like, man, this is a good thing. You know, this could be our chance. So, you know, there's always good to the bad.
What I like about this, too, and again, I know this was in Boulder, but Canvas Stadium is such a beautiful stadium. And I was there at the first game ever, the Oregon State game. I'll never forget that and how magical it was. When I see you guys go toe-to-toe with a team like that that has that kind of juice behind them, mm-hmm. I look at that and go, man, that kind of magic, it can happen at Canvas Stadium. I you know, getting the fourth, what was it, Canvas, what was it, fourth quarter? What do we call
Canvas
that?
Chaos?
Canvas Chaos.
Canvas Chaos.
Like, I want to make that thing a thing, you know? Definitely. I want that to be a big, big thing. And I think you're going to see that this season. I really do. Like, I'm looking, when's your next home game? You got Utah Tech, and that Boise State game is going to be absolutely wild.
Totally.
I think that, dude, this area in northern Colorado could be a football mecca, man. We could make this state just absolutely huge when it comes to football.
Man, I mean, that'd be my dream. I've always wanted to, you know, I want Colorado to be like Texas football growing up and just living for football. And I know that's something I can speak for that I wanted my childhood to be like. So, you know, even going into the Folsom game, I was just like, I want to play my heart out, and, you know, maybe some kid watching the game can see that and, you know, want to play like me someday and just have a positive impact on the community and the youth and just be able to give back to them.
I think, and this is one of the things I really, and I know we'll have a lot of conversations about this kind of stuff too, but like the NIL thing, yeah, you see it in some of the areas where maybe it feels like it's a little overblown, it's getting crazy, but what I love what you do with it is you use it to provide opportunities for people to get to know you more, like a radio show, or kids to get to know you more, get autographs, do all that kind of stuff. So that's what I absolutely love about that. And you do. You have so many fans that look up to you, and then therefore these youngsters are becoming Colorado State fans, and that's got to be a cool thing for you.
No, it's awesome, and I appreciate all the support that I get from CSU fans, and, you know, having just being able to make a kid's day. And I'll get a DM from a parent and just saying thank you so much for giving my kid a high five. And so, you know, any little thing I can do like that, or, you know, being a bright spot in someone's day at a football camp, you know, that just means a lot to me because I was once one of those kids, you know, in their shoes and in Colorado and even at CSU. So I know how big of an impact I can be, and, you know, I just want to be of huge impact for people and be a bright spot in their lives.
Yeah, I know you guys were involved with a football camp. We were doing some advertising for that football camp too, with Carriker and that group out there. So, I mean, that had to be kind of cool to get out there in front of all those guys.
No, it's super cool. I mean, any chance I can get back, I love doing it.
Yeah, well, we love doing this show with you, and we're going to be doing it. So this will air, of course, 12 o'clock every single Tuesday. So a good opportunity to talk about the week that was and preview the upcoming games and everything. And I just think it opens the eyes a little bit for people. They get to see you guys play on Saturday, but get to learn a little bit more about you, about your teammates, about your coaching staff. Because there's just what I'm amazed by doing this show for so long, I've learned so much about the grind that goes into what you guys, you and I were just talking about schedules lining up.
Yeah.
You've got your class schedule, you got your workout schedule, you got your film schedule, you got your practice schedule, you got your appearance schedule, all this stuff. I don't know how you keep it straight.
Man, it's tough. It's the life of a student athlete, man. But yeah, at the same time, I'm blessed to be able to do it because I know there's so many people that would die to be in my shoes. And I seen a quote the other day, and it's just like there's somebody in a hospital bed that's just dying to be in your shoes. And so when I'm waking up at 5:30, you know, pissed off, like, oh, I got to wake up, I got to go to practice, think of that and just how fortunate I am, really.
When you go to class after a game like the Rocky Mountain Show, what is that like? I've always wondered. Like, yeah. are students constantly like, hey, Jack, well, talk to us about that game, man. What is that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was at Panda Express today and had a couple people come up and just say, man, that was such a good game. We're so proud of you guys. And, you know, class is always pretty interesting depending on how the game went. So,
do the professors ever say anything like before class starts, like, hey, good game, by the way, or anything like that? I always just wonder how that goes on campus.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of times they'll say it during class, and if it was a bad game, they'll make a joke about it, which usually pisses me off pretty bad. But
get extra credit points if they start talking trash to you during a lecture, man.
Yeah, it's tough, but I know these fans want to see some wins, and at the end of the day, that's our job. So,
and I know that's something that's near and dear. Obviously, all you know, you talk to any football player, you talk to any coach, they want to win games. But I know that's something that means so much to you to leave your stamp on this program and leave it better than when you got it. And you have a huge opportunity to do that. I think what we saw is this Colorado State team's not going to lay down for anybody. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to see what the rest of the season holds for you guys.
I know I'm so proud of this team and. Just how hard we fought and came together, and I now we got to do that for 10 more games. You know, it's easy to do that for one game, but doing that for 10 games straight, that's going to be something. And so really, we just got to be able to focus on that, be able to do that, and I think what we want to accomplish will fall in line if we just do that.
As these shows progress, we'll get to know more about Jack on the show. For our listeners that don't know, I mean, your family, you got a famous family, of course, and I want to get into more of those details. It's just a hardworking bunch of athletes. I mean, my goodness, man, that is just wild. So you've got a lot that you can pick from there. I want to get into all of that with you, learn more about Jack Howell, the person, and then follow your career here at CSU. So I cannot wait, man. Looking forward to it.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
All right, my man, Jack Howell. It's been the Jack Howell Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. We'll have more Colorado State Rams coverage for you on the whole show weekdays 11 to 2. That'll do it for us. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKX.